Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. And we talked last week, Mike, about some things that happened at the council meeting, but we just couldn't get through everything because so much is going on here. And so I really appreciate you coming back on Let's Talk Pella to fill us in on some more of the stuff that the city council decided.
Well, Evan, as always, it's a pleasure to sit down and visit with you.
So last week at the Pella City Council meeting, there were a number of items passed, and we spoke previously about the airport project and the sports park project. And if people are interested in those, they can listen to last week's Let's Talk Pella, which will be linked in the description to this one. But I wanted to talk to you now about our public works projects that we've got going. There are two big ones, and one is nearing completion and one's about to start. The one that's nearing completion is the Southeast Switching Station project. Could you tell us a little bit more about the project and the changes that were made at last week's City Council meeting?
You bet, Evan. Talking about the city's Southeast Switching Station project, and for those of you listening that may be curious where this project is located at, is if you look directly, if you go out by Pella Christian High School and directly west of Pella Christian High School, we are constructing a rather large electrical switch yard. Out there. The overall cost of the project is roughly $4.8 million. And as you said, Evan, thankfully we are on schedule for completion of the project right around April 1st. Now, what this project will accomplish is that it ties the three electrical transmission lines that come into the community into a single source at that. And it also will create an electrical transmission loop for our substations as well. So with that project, it is a very important reliability project for the city of Pella. And through this project, by construction of the Southeast Switching Station, we're actually able to increase the amount of power that we can import into the community from roughly 36 megawatts all up to 53 megawatts. So it's a very important project from the city of Pella standpoint. And as you said, the council addressed a change order to the project this past Tuesday night. And specifically, the change order was associated with the transmission work for the project. The amount of the change order was a deduction in the contract with the firm that's performing the transmission work, Piperline, for the amount of $370,000. And what we did, Evan, is we removed a portion of the work that was associated with the transmission contract, and that portion was actually the rebuilding of the transmission line from the new Southeast Switching Station up to the Vermeer substation. And the reason we removed that portion of the work from the project was over the last 6 months, city staff has been in negotiations with Central Iowa Power Cooperative. The reason why we're in negotiations with them is that Central Iowa Power Cooperative currently owns that segment of transmission lines. And so we have been dealing with, for the last several months, issues such as ownership issues with that and actually trying to work out the details as far as connecting that line into the new Southeast Switching Station. And Evan, just due to the timing of events right now with the construction of the switching station going live on April 1st, we've simply run out of time. And so it's an issue that by delaying this action or removing it from Piperline's contract right now, as far as the rebuild, we're hoping to be able to eventually address it in upcoming years. So just from the listener's standpoint, unfortunately had to remove this from Piperline's contract. It was a significant portion of work, $370,000, but we're also hoping in the future we'll be able to work out an agreement with the Central Iowa Power Cooperative and be able to connect this line into the new switching station, which we would believe would be a benefit to everybody involved because it would increase everybody's reliability on both Central Iowa's system as well as the city of Pella's.
And like you said, that project is slated to be all done by April 1st. But there's another project that I want to talk about, and that's the equalization basin. This one, we've talked about it a little bit in the past. It was mandated by the Iowa DNR, and at this point, the project has a couple of dates set in place. Could you tell us a little bit more about the project and what it will do?
Absolutely, Evan. And as you stated, the project, what we're talking about is the new equalization basin for the city of Pella. And specifically, what we're talking about is a new 7-million-gallon equalization basin. And to kind of cut to the chase, what an equalization basin is basically a holding pond for the utility. Where we're looking at constructing this new equalization basin is just north of our wastewater treatment plant. And as you stated, Evan, this project was mandated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources as a part of their mandate to eliminate all known bypasses in the city's sanitary sewer collection system. The reason why this project is important with the new 7-million-gallon holding pond is in the event of heavy rainfalls in the community, we'll have storage capacity to be able to clear the city sanitary sewer collection system, additional storage capacity where we could hold the excess water in the system and drain accordingly on the schedule, and hopefully be able to avoid known bypasses with that. So that is the reason why it was mandated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Overall, when we look at this project, we're also looking at improvements to lift station number 2 for the city. Lift station number 2 is located at the far end of East Park Lane, and specifically what we're looking at doing is increasing the capacity, changing out motors and pumps so it can increase the flows that flow through the lift station. And the third leg of this project will also be building a new force main from lift station number 2 down to the southeast trunk sewer, which is located by Vermeer Manufacturing. And the plan is, Evan, with the new force main, is to be able to basically increase flows through the city sanitary sewer system. By increasing the flows, we'll be able to drain the water during heavy rainfalls in a more readily fashion, or a quicker fashion, rather, and be able to get the water down to the treatment plant and ultimately into the holding tank. And so it's part of a master plan. But just to summarize for the listeners, as far as this phase one mandates for the DNR, basically what the city is doing is, in order to address these mandates, we're building capacity into our sanitary sewer collection system. With that, what we're hoping to do in two things is, A, by building the holding pond, which is commonly referred to as the equalization basin. It's a 7 million gallon holding pond. It'll allow us to hold excess water in the system. And then, two, with the improvements to lift station number 2 that's being also considered with this project, we're hoping to increase the pumping capacity from that lift station. And the third item that we'll be addressing here very soon, too, is the new force main for the system as well. All three items should build additional capacity into our system. Now, specifically, when we talk about the equalization basin and lift station number 2, council approved the public hearing date for that project on April 17th of this year. So I'd encourage your listeners that are interested in this project to please pay attention to city council agendas. And when we look at the construction cost for this project, it is a rather sizable project. It is estimated to cost just under $1.8 million for this leg on it. So again, another sizable project for the city's wastewater utility. And once again, I want to stress to the listeners that this project was mandated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. With that, Evan, again, I would finally just encourage that any concerned citizens with the project or the status of the project, please pay attention to the city council agendas, because we'll have more information on this project in upcoming meetings.
Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pelham, Mike.
Evan, once again, it's always a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me here today.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.